everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials at Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Give the Lord some praise. Amen. Who's excited to be here tonight? You're going to receive a powerful word. If you will, just lift up your hands, close your eyes. We're going to pray before we begin. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for every single young adult here. I thank you that they came hungry. They came ready to receive a word that's going to impact their life. I pray, Father, that you deposit something in them that's going to make 2024 different in the mighty name of Jesus. Change their lives tonight. Cause a great impact in every single person here, Father. And I thank you, Lord, as the word is preached, I thank you that you do a quick and powerful work in our lives. We expect great testimonies, great and lasting fruit that comes as a result of tonight. And we give you praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for this past year. Thank you for 2023. Thank you for all the new people that came in. Thank you, Lord, for the testimonies that you've performed in our lives. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the turnarounds, the victories, Father. We come tonight to recognize that it was you that have done it, and it's you that's going to do it again and again in our lives until Jesus Christ returns. So we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' mighty name. And we all said, amen. Hallelujah. Well, with that, it's been such a good year. Can y'all say that it's been a good year? Amen. The Lord's done so much. If it was your first year in the Young Adults, if you got connected with Houston Young Adults this year, raise your hand. I just want to know. Wow, look at all those hands. Awesome. Awesome. So God led you here, and we're so thankful, and we're so thankful to see you come in and get impacted by the word of God, because it's the word of God that changes lives, and we know that, and that's why we take time. It's once a month we get together as young adults, but there's something about getting together with other people of like faith. I see us like when I pray for this group, like we're like linking arms together. And we're doing this together. You're not alone walking in faith. You're not alone doing the Christian walk. You have brothers and sisters here the same age that love God, that don't want to live like everybody else, and wants to see what God can do in their life. And you have a great group of people to do it with. So I'm thankful for this group. I'm thankful for what the Lord has done. And I'm excited for 2024. Amen. And I know that I'm like pushing the time here, but I want to thank the young adult leaders, Miriam, Jocelyn, Joe, Marari, George. Who else? Is that it? Those are our young adult leaders. They do everything behind the scenes. So anything we've done, like fun, millionaire dinner, our events, they plan it. They coordinate it. They think of what to do, and they execute it. So we're thankful for them. And if you want to be a part of helping out in young adults, get connected and get plugged in more than ever this next year. So give the Lord some praise and give them some praise, because they're awesome. And we appreciate them so much. But we're going to get into it tonight. Who has their Bibles and a notebook? If you don't, get out your phone and take these scriptures down, because this is a word from the Lord for you tonight, and you're going to be blessed by it. Amen. So what I'm going to talk tonight to you about is the God of quick work. The God of quick work. And you can put a colon next to it and say, how to live on God's fast track for your life. The God of the quick work, how to live on God's fast track for your life. So God is a God of speed. He's a God of quick work. Say quick work. That's the word that's been stirring in me, and I wanted to share on it tonight. But the Bible talks about how God works speedily. He works speedily. He can turn things around with just one word. It only takes one word for God to turn around a life, for God to do anything. It doesn't take God long to completely change the scene. When Jesus stepped on the scene in the Bible, we see that things happened, and it did not take long at all. We read of that countless of times in the Word. It's just one moment in the presence of God that can destroy fear, that can destroy depression. Just one moment in the presence of God, just one touch of the hand of Jesus can heal, can restore, can bring remedy to someone. Just one touch. And just like we read in the beginning of the Bible, it says that God spoke the word, and it was. It didn't take long. It was immediate. It was an instant work. He's the God of an instant work. It says that he spoke, "Let there be light," and light was. So we read that God's a God of quick work. So let's go to Psalm 147, verse 15. Psalm 147, verse 15, it says in the NLT, it says, "He sends his orders to the world. How swiftly his word flies." In the another translation, it says, "What he says is quickly done." And then in the Amplified version, it says, "His word runs very swiftly." So there's a speed to the work of God. There's a speed to his word. It's able to accomplish things very quickly for us. He's not a slow God, as many people might try to blame him. You know, they might say, "God, I'm waiting on God. He's, you know, he's the one that's slowing things down." But let's go to 2 Peter 3, verse 8. 2 Peter verse 3 in the Amplified AMP version. Verse 8, it says, "Nevertheless, do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. The Lord does not delay as though he were unable to act, and he is not slow." Say, God is not slow. "He is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but he is extraordinarily patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." So what does the scripture tell us? This scripture is about how God wants to see people saved, how he doesn't want anyone to perish, but it's in relation to his will for our lives in every area too. It says he's not the slow one here. He's not slow, and he's not the one causing the delay. He's actually extraordinarily patient towards you. He's patient towards the lost. He's patient towards those that are the ones that are in the way, maybe, of causing them to go forward in the things of God. He's extraordinarily patient. So it tells us is that God is not the one to blame for slowness in life. He is not the one. He's extremely patient. And so it says he's ready. He's not the variable in life that's causing things to slow down. And like I said, many people are waiting on God, but the scripture tells us God's waiting on us. God is waiting on us. He's extremely patient towards us, and he's ready. He's not slow. So the Bible says also in Jeremiah 1:12, he says, "I am ready to perform my word." God says, "I am ready." And so the question is, are we ready? Our readiness is what God's waiting on. Our part is the first part of whatever God's gonna do. So as for God's part, he's ready to work his word. He's ready to bring it to pass. He's ready to do the supernatural, the impossible. He's ready to keep the momentum going in your life. So we need to understand that our readiness is going to be the first step that launches God into doing his part. And think about like a relay race. There's the first person that goes and they have a baton. But the second person or the finisher is not going to start until the baton is passed. And so we have to pass the baton to the Lord. We have our part to play, but that person, they're waiting on us to give it. And so we're not waiting on that person to go. We're waiting to pass it to them so they can do it. And that's kind of just to give us a picture of God is ready. He's waiting and he's willing. And so we have a part to play. And it's very important for us to understand that. One more scripture before we go into some keys on how to get in this quick work that God has that wants to do in our lives. How do we get on that fast track? One more scripture, Ephesians 5, let's go to verse 15. And in the NLT, okay, it says, "So be careful how you live." So this is our instruction. Be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. In another version, it says that you're redeeming the time because the days are evil. So it's like redeeming the time. Redeeming means to buy back, to catch up, right? So God wants to catch us up on lost time, on delays, on things that, man, I should be there, but I'm not. But God wants to get us there. He wants to do a quick work to put us back in the place where we should be. You might be on the side of things where you're just jumping into the things of God and you feel, man, I've held myself back a lot in life, but you're jumping in, you're young, and the Lord can catch you up. He can quicken you. He can quicken things in your life. He can put you in a place, and it comes by the quick work of the Lord, but we do have to understand our part to play, right? And so there's that understanding of what the Lord wants us to do, as this verse says. And there's an urgency here in the scripture about treating our lives very carefully from this point forward. Once you get this revelation, I'm going to make sure I'm spending my days really diligently. I'm going to make sure that I'm occupying my time with what God wants me to do, because there's an urgency of the hour. Why? Time is short. Jesus Christ is coming back. The days are evil, and it's our time right now to make the most of every opportunity, to take advantage of what comes before us and not miss the moment, not have to keep taking the U-turns because you're missing the turn. There's a way for us to make sure that we stay on the path and the plan that God has for us and not miss it and go forward faster, further than ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So, it requires some cooperation on our end, but God wants to make up for those delays. So I'm going to encourage you tonight. This is going to be an encouraging message because the Lord spoke to me, quick work. I see you stepping into quick work this next year in 2024. Quick work. The Lord wants to do a quick work in your life. He wants, what is a quick work? A quick work is things that should take 8 years to build, to grow, to expand, to step into, to save in order to acquire. The Lord wants to do that this year in Jesus' mighty name. The things that are going to take 3 years can happen in 3 months. The testimonies that would be once in a lifetime, God wants to show you those, not just once in a lifetime, but that's going to be what you're going to see next year and the next year and the next year in Jesus' name. There's going to be open doors of opportunity that are going to come and be made available to you that were impossible in the natural for you to open. But by God's hand, he's going to quickly open them. And those are the doors that no one's going to be able to access except for you by the hand of God. And so you have to grab a hold that there's things that God wants to do, a quick work in your life. And we have to position ourselves to make sure I'm not going to miss that train. I'm going to get on it. Amen. So it doesn't take long. I want you to leave encouraged and built up to believe God for big for your next year. So we're gonna talk about some keys to live on God's fast track for this next year. Keys to live on God's fast track. So this is things for us to see to that we're not gonna be the ones that we're holding up God, but we're gonna be working with God. We're gonna be helping him in a way to facilitate the supernatural in our lives. Amen. Okay, the first thing that we're gonna talk about is focus. Focus. Key to live on God's fast track is focus. And it's the focus on the right things, the right path that we want to take, the ways of God. Let's go to Proverbs 4, verse 20. In the NLT. Oh, man. Hold on. Should I open this before? Proverbs 4, verse 20 says, my child, pay attention or focus to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. So it says listen, so that's with your ears. It says don't lose sight, so that's with your eyes. And then it says let them penetrate deep into your heart, so that's with your heart. for they bring life to those who find him and healing and health to their whole body. Let's skip down a couple of verses. Verse 25, Proverbs 4, verse 25, it says, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet and stay on that safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Clear instructions from the book of Proverbs. And I noticed I have like almost all my scriptures for the rest of this is from Proverbs, because this, the Proverbs is going to show you how to stay on the fast track of life, period. Read Proverbs and it will show you everything that you need to know. So it talks about here to fix your attention or your focus on the right things and how vital that is. So we're not fixing it to the wrong things, but we're fixing it to, what does it say? The word, the truth. So our attention must be focused on the truth, on the right path for our lives. And so it says to focus and pay attention to what he says. So we're to focus our attention on the life that God has for us, the limitless life that God has for us. We should be focusing on that path ahead of us. We can go ahead and start to focus on many different things, but there's a certain path that God has for us. And we want to make sure not only are we focusing on what the Word of God says, but focusing on the things that we need to do on in the Word of God. So we're focusing on the Word, but we're focusing on doing what the Word says. So our focus is not going to be wasted like many of the people in the world where they're spending their time here, they're spending their time here, but I got a one focus. I know what the Lord has told me to do. I know it from the Word of God, and so I'm focusing on doing just that. I'm not getting sidetracked right or to the left. That's what the enemy will come to do, to cause distractions. He's going to cause you to make allowances. He's going to cause you to try to look at the circumstances, to look at what's happening, to look at what's not happening. But we have to be focused to stay on the right path. It says, look straight ahead and take that straight path. You know, there's the curvy path, but the most direct and the quickest way to get somewhere is straight. If you go here and take a detour, if you go here, if you go this winding road, you're going to take a lot longer to get where you're going unless you just focused on the straight path. So there's specific things that God has in his word that we are to be focusing on doing, and that comes from the word and then the Spirit of God. Make sure that you don't get entangled in doing stuff that you're not called to do in your life. That'll take you the wrong way. So focus, get the word of the Lord for your life and do just that. Amen. Second thing, expectation and mindset. Kind of goes hand in hand. Expectation and mindset. Proverbs 23, verse 18 and 19. This scripture is basically one of my go-to scriptures for anything I'm believing for. So if I'm believing for something, there's something you need to stand on the word. And this is the scripture that I always attach to anything I'm believing for, because it's about your expectation. So it says, for surely there is a latter end, and your hope and your expectation, say expectation, shall not be cut off. Hear, my son, and be wise. Direct your mind in the way of the Lord. So your expectation plays a huge part in you staying on God's fast track for your life, and that to see the quick work of God in your life. What you expect in your life is what you will experience. What you expect is what you will experience. Your mindset is going to set the pace for the speed of the happenings in your life. Your mindset is going to set the pace of what you're going to see and how quickly you're going to see it in your life. If you think you're going to have a slowness about this, about whatever you're believing for, that's what you'll have. If you expect that, you're going to see that. And it's because the Word of God tells us. Your expectation is connected to what you're going to see. It's connected to your manifestation. And so your expectation will not be cut short. So if you're expecting things to be slow and hard, you will have it slow and hard. If your life is always, man, I'm in school and it's hard, then you're the next phase of your life. Oh, I'm getting married. It's my first year of marriage. Everyone says first year of marriage is hard. Okay, then it's going to be hard. Then you have a baby. That's hard. And then you have kids. You have to teach. I don't know. I'm not a parent. So you got to teach them. And it gets hard. And every season of life becomes this hard because of your mindset. And so that is exactly what you're going to have. But if you know that God makes things easy and he makes things light for you and he makes things quick for you, then you can have that in your life. If God's the God of quick works, if he's the God of turnarounds, if he's the God of victories, then I can expect that in my life and I can see it in my life. So your mindset and your expectation matters to make sure that I know I'm not, next 2024 is not going to be slow for me. Things are going to happen very, very swiftly. How? Because the word runs swiftly. And I'm in the word, and I'm focused on the word. I'm focused on the path that God has for me. And I'm going to see it just as the word says. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you expect and believe from the word to see word of God results, you will see the word of God manifested in your life. That was number two. Third, wisdom. Wisdom, Proverbs 23, verse 14. In the same way, wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, or if you find wisdom, you will have a bright future, and your hopes will not be cut short. Let's skip down a couple verses. Verse 30, Proverbs 23, verse 30. It says, I walked by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of one with no common sense. I saw that it was overgrown with nettles. I was covered with weeds, and its walls were broken down. Then, as I looked and thought about it, I learned this lesson. So just stop there in that verse. It says, I looked, I thought, and I learned. Just from looking and learning. You can look and learn in life. That's wisdom. Okay, so he says he looked and he learned a lesson. A little sleep, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. So this person was wise. He looked at someone in destruction and he learned a lesson, and he did not have to experience it for himself. You can, by the word of God, the word of God says, Christ is the word of God. And the Bible says that Christ is our wisdom. So the word is wisdom. This is wisdom for your life. When you grab a hold of this word, you can sidestep that. You don't have to experience it. Those are the things that will cause a hindrance in your life, will cause you, again, to keep making the U-turns. You can look and learn and receive wisdom from the Lord by the word of God, by the Holy Spirit, and not have to experience the destruction of a neighbor that the neighbor experiences. What they have experienced and had to go through in their life, you do not have to go through. And that will keep you on God's, that's the fast track of God. That is the fast lane. That's you skipping out on that type of thing because you've listened and you've learned and you've looked and you've received instruction. When I saw that, I was like, wow, that's amazing how we don't have to go through things in order to learn our lesson. This is the easy way to learn, by looking and receiving the instruction, and we can skip the ways of destruction and not have to learn by experience, but learn by the wisdom of God. Amen. And that's how you can make sure that I'm going to take that fast lane. I'm going to skip those things in life. And you might say, hey, I'm the person with the nettles. I have that house right now that's broken down. And that's okay. God knows how to get you out of that. God's wisdom knows how to break you out of that and cause all things to be made new. And so you get a fresh start and a clean slate, and you can start over and jump right back in. And God will give you the wisdom to navigate the way out of it. There is nothing in your life that doesn't have a solution. And the wisdom of God will show you the way through it, and he'll do it quickly. It doesn't have to take a long time, which is awesome. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Along those same lines is correction. Number four, correction. Proverbs 3, verse 11 says, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as the father, the son in whom he delights. Just as a father the Son in whom he delights. That sounded weird, but it's what it's saying is that the Father is, our Father is good. He loves us. And so he corrects us, and that's a form of love. And you have to think about it this way. The reason why he corrects us is he wants to spare us from difficulties in life. And when he spares us from difficulties that are ahead, he wants us to avoid tripping and falling and stumbling. And so those things that are like, ugh, being corrected, I don't want, like you hear things even in teachings or the Lord speaks to you personally, you know, like I gotta do something about that. Those are things that you see it as a form of love. Thank the Lord for correction. It's really, the point here is not correction in general. It's how you respond to this correction. Am I going to respond quickly and promptly to the correction that I need to make in my life? It's not the things that you're doing right in your life that are holding you back and harming you. It's the things that you're doing wrong that are holding you back and slowing you down. So those things that he tells you, even as you know that there's a quick work he wants to do, you're like, I need to deal with that, but I don't want to. But those are the things that he's literally helping you and showing you how to correct them so that you're going to get right where you need to be, so that you're going to be right where you need to be when the blessing comes. Amen. So be open to correction and respond to it. Be teachable and quickly respond to it and thank the Lord for it, because that those things help us and keep us seeing the Lord continuously do good and perfect and wonderful things in our lives. Last couple. The last, this one is faith. Faith. You must have faith. God can only move in our lives at the pace of our faith. God can only move in our lives at the pace of your faith. So faith is, I've heard faith described as a vital organ. Your heart is a vital organ. Without your heart, you will die. But without faith, your spiritual life will die. So your faith is vital to seeing a quick work done in your life, the quick work of the Lord that he's going to perform in your life. So your faith is necessary. And the type of faith that we're looking for is not just I have faith, but it's the unwavering, steadfast type of faith. And that's what we need to work to develop. So our part is to work to build up our faith. We all have faith, but we need to build it up. We need to grow it. We need to develop it. And we need to get it to the level where it's unwavering and it's steadfast. I looked up the word unwavering a couple weeks ago, and unwavering means when you're wavering, you're oscillating from two different opinions. So you're fluctuating. And so you're like up and down. You're in and you're out. And you can't have that type of faith where today I feel really good and so I have faith, but tomorrow when I don't, and I don't have it, and I'm questioning everything. And so if you're at that point, that means I need to build my faith more. And that's actually a good, you just have to recognize it. Just to recognize, okay, I need to get in my word. I need to build myself up to the point where I know I'm overflowing with the word. Because if I'm questioning it, then that's a very clear sign that I need to build it up some more. I need to put more inflow so that my outflow is effective of my faith. We have to release our faith. So we're going to build ourselves up in the word, and I'm going to make sure on this specific thing I'm believing for, I'm so set on it that nothing can come and change during my day that's going to throw me off. I'm not going to, like, at the end of my day, it's not going to happen. No, if I get to that point, I need to get in the word more and make sure that I'm steady. I'm unwavering. So this is our part to play, is getting ourselves so full of the word that I'll wait as long as I need to, because it's coming and 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 it's coming. So you got to be at that point. So that's a sign of, okay, let me get more in the word and build it up. If you're there, then you need to release your faith. The Bible says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. And so we need to make sure that we release our faith by receiving it. Lord, this is what your word says. I filled myself up to the extreme. I'm overflowing with the word of God. I'm overflowing with faith. And right now I'm releasing my faith. I believe, I receive that your word says this and I shall have it and it's coming. And so out of that place, that's when you start to thank him because you know it's done. And when you're at that place, there's a rest. That's how you know your faith is steady, it's unwavering. And that's what we need to develop to make sure that we're in that place in any area that we're believing the Lord to do a quick work on. Because if we want to see a speediness and a quick work, we've got to build our faith to that level. Do it as quick as possible. Don't wait until, man, it's been a whole year and I haven't seen anything yet. Get in that word and fill yourself up because that's your key to see the miraculous in your life. Amen. So if something's not moving or changing, check those things. Build up your word and make sure, did I release my faith? Amen. Last thing, kind of goes along with it. Romans 4:20. It's on gratitude. Gratitude. So Romans 4:20 says, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. So it talks about that unwavering faith here. This is Abraham. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strengthened in his faith. And he gave glory to God, or giving glory to God. So that is what I was just kind of talking about a little bit, but you get to that point where your faith is strong, you've released your faith, you know it's going to happen, you know you're going to see the quick work, you know God's going to do it, he's going to open up the impossible things. I'm not going to worry about how he's done it. I've already done my part, it's already done, it's already accomplished on my end. Now I give it to God, and I just begin to thank him because I know it's going to be done. So I give him glory. Thank you, Lord. It's happening. Thank you, Lord, that you're the God of a quick work. Thank you that you supply all my needs according to your riches in glory. And so you begin to take the word that you put on the inside of you, what you're believing for, and you give him glory because it is working for you right now. You know it's working. So that's how you can give him glory. And it's not a fake gratitude, but it's an overflow of what you know is happening on the inside of you. And with that, that's what's going to speed up things in your life. When you're not keeping on asking and questioning and wondering when it's going to happen and when it's coming, you're thanking the Lord. And that's when you're thanking the Lord, things come. The Bible says, what does the Bible say? There's a scripture, it says, when the praises go up, there's a song, that's a song. When the praises go up, his blessings come down. But there is that scripture, what does it say? Let his people praise him, and then the earth shall yield his increase. So I think it's in Psalm 67 where it talks about when the people praise him, the earth shall yield its increase. So your praise that goes up to God, the earth produces the harvest. So the thing that you're believing for is just right around the corner of your praise and your thanksgiving and your glory to God. So it's vital to be in thanksgiving, to be thanking the Lord for what he's doing, what he's working on. You don't see, like that song, you don't see that he's working, but you know and trust that he's working. Why? Because he says he is. His word promises it. So you don't have to question, is God doing it? He is. So be settled. God's doing the supernatural part. I'm doing the natural part. I'm doing my part. And I'm going to see the supernatural hand of God in a mighty way in my life in 2024. Hallelujah. And that's what I have for you tonight. Who received something of the word? Amen. Hallelujah. The worship team can come up and we're going to pray. But that's the word I wanted to give to you. Not I wanted to. The Lord gave me to give it to you tonight. So leave tonight knowing God wants to do a quick work in your life. There is something I have to do to flow with him. And it's really just cooperating with him to get on that path for my life. It's available, and you have to want it, and you have to desire to step into it. Very simple things for us to do, but keep in mind that the time is short. He has mighty things to do in your life. He doesn't want a repeat of this year for next year. He wants to do something fresh. He wants to do something new. Allow the Lord to do a quick work. At the end of your 2024, you should be able to say, God did a quick work in my life in this area, in this area, in this area. I see that. I see the Lord doing a quick work. And it might be you have specific things you're believing for that you see that the Lord's put into your heart. Grab a hold of this word and let the Lord show you exactly what you need to do to fulfill it in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, with that, you can stand to your feet. We're going to pray. And I just want to ask before we close out the night, if this is your first time here, or if this word has ministered to you, and you know just from hearing this word tonight that you've gotten away from the Lord for various reasons. You don't know how it happened or why, or you maybe know exactly when it was that you stepped away from your relationship with the Lord, but you know tonight, I want to get back on the God's plan for my life. I want to be right smack dab in the will of God for my life. And you desire to be reconciled back to God, there's forgiveness for you. There's forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, and it's available to any single person here. So if you want to receive that fresh start and clean slate, I want to pray for you tonight. And then also, if you've never received Jesus into your heart, if you know that you've heard tonight, I have never given my life to Jesus. I've never opened my heart to him and let him do a quick work in my life. But tonight, I know he's calling me, and I want it. I want what he has for me. There's a brand new life that he gives you. He gives you a brand new heart. He gives you a brand new spirit. And he does it quickly, just like we talked about tonight. He'll quickly change your heart. He'll quickly change your life. And he'll make all things brand new. And so if that's you, if you're in that first category or in the second category, and you want to make things right with Jesus tonight, with everyone's head bowed, eyes closed, lift up your hand and just let me know, include me in that prayer. If there's anyone here that wants me to include you in that prayer, that you've never given your life to Jesus, or you want to, or you want to return back to Jesus, if that's you, lift up your hand. Amen. Is there anyone else? I see your hand. Amen. Okay. Well, we're going to take just a moment to pray, and I'm going to open up the altars as well. If you want to see the Lord touch your life.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials @Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.